Melusi's Everyday Zulu, turning isiZulu into easy Zulu on East Coast Breakfast.
And with that, we say Sawubona. Actually, let's do it together, guys.
Okay.
And with that, we say
Sawubona, Melusi.
Hello, to you, sir.
Hello, top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you, sir. What an excellent day.
Sanbonani. Sanbonani.
Sanbonani.
Ligatle.
Say right.
Pashash.
Say pashash. Nah, okay. I haven't heard nah in so long.
See, oh. Okay.
Give me a word. Learn me. Learn right. me. Learn me today.
All right. So, today's word is ekaya.
Oh, okay. I know this. Okay, well, okay, Darren, yeah? Yeah. Where are you going? Me, no? Hamba ekaya.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going home.
Aww.
I'm going home. This is the first time, guys. Can we take a moment?
Yes.
For what?
Darren nailed it.
Yeah, I'm going to build something.
At home.
Wow.
Yay. All right. So let's let the rest of the class also give it a bash.
So ekaya is at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so ekaya is a home, but ekaya is at home.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So in English, we call that the locative. So it forms location. At home, to home, from home, in home. And in Zulu, at home, ekaya, that is what we call the locative, forms location.
Okay, right. So my friend phones me and says, where are you right now? Ekaya.
Yeah, boy.
Where are you going? Ekaya.
To home, ekaya.
Eka, you're going home. So that's actually an interesting one, Melusi. Do you want to explain that to Darren?
Mm.
Yeah, what he should have said.
Yeah, where are you going?
Yeah.
Ekaya. So, oh, I see the difference. So it's still locating you to where you're going. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
So ekaya. So as Kerry said, it's locative. Is it locative?
Locative, yeah.
Yeah, locative. So it locates you. You are going ekaya. You are ekaya. Mm. Ekaya is just, it's a home.
Stay by itself.
It's a home, yeah.
Okay, Kerry, do you want to go for it?
Where are your shoes, Sky? And Sky would say, it's Matulu Zisekaya.
Mm-hmm.
They're at home.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It's hard, Greg. You'll get this. So.
Snap.
Yeah.
I'm a long way to go.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have a degree in Zulu.
Sheesh, this is Mlungu learning.
Mm-hmm.
Fonzisa Kashli.
Ekaya, though, does get confusing if you live at your own place, but you still refer to your parents' home as ekaya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm.
So I'll leave. If I'm going to my mother, I say I'm going to ekaya. Because lagu kwami, but ekaya is where my parents are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's I've always had that sense about ekaya that it's more, not like metaphorical. It's not like I'm going to my house. It's like I'm going home. So
yeah,
what are you doing over the holidays? Ekaya.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
going
ekaya.
Home.
That's why you have that show Kumbule Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kumbule Kaya.
But if you're at the pub with your friends and you're going to your house, you can still sing ekaya.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can use it like that.
Yes, you can, yeah. Yeah.
So just,
but sometimes you do need to clarify to say, I am going to my place or my parents' place.
Yeah. Would you just tell Darren in Zulu, how do you say just a simple sentence, I am going home?
Ngiya ekaya.
Ngiya ekaya.
Beautiful, Darren.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Let me just try with Melusi's bass. Ngiya ekaya.
Oh, Darren. When you add the Melusi, it makes you sexy, Darren. Good game.
What I've been missing out on. I'm going to be speaking Zulu the whole time.
I can't wait for Tyson's sentence.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyson.
And then, Darren, maybe one day you get to say, see ya, ekaya.
Which is, see you at my house.
No, which is, we are going home. But
oh.
I don't think you've said that for a long time.
With that said, siyabonga, Melusi.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Melusi.
All right, bye.